This goes to Dr. Zachary, Zachary Wager, Wager. Fax 989-352-8451. Regarding Roxanna, Roxanna, Feldposh, F-E-L-D, like David, P-A-U-S-C-H. Date of birth, 7/10/1943. Dear Dr. Wager, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Feldposh with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. The patient's daughter is present also, Penny, and she does live with her daughter for at least the last year. Penny reports that the patient is eating a much more controlled diet, and she gets her medications regularly without fail since the daughter's been living there. Weight is down 8 pounds over the last 6 months, and that is because they're careful with her diet and not giving her excessive carbs and high-fat foods. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medication list is reviewed. She's on Trulicity and Levemir insulin. Metformin is 750 milligrams twice a day. And for pain, she uses Tylenol arthritis, 650 milligrams, one tablet up to three times a day. And Cymbalta is a new med from her last visit, 30 milligram daily, and she'll be titrating that up to 60 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight is 168 pounds, pulse 83, blood pressure is 155 over 81. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 1st of 2024. Creatinine is 1.05. Estimated GFR is 55, and that's the best level we've seen to date since 2018, or 2021 when she was first seen here. Her albumin 4.2, calcium is 10.0. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 12.2, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with progressive improvement of creatinine levels. 2, diabetic nephropathy. 3, hypertension. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.